Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Welcome, guys. Welcome, this is Trav.
I'm Tyler.
Today, we've got a really awesome episode. We're going to be talking about leaving a legacy. Our last episode, we talked a lot about Memorial Day and coming out of the weekend, and it was a weekend. The name had been mentioned, the Weekend of Heroes, and we kind of wanted to expound on that a little bit more. So we wanted to cover, we'd mentioned last week about my nephew, Davey, his wife, Natalie, and the head of the mission there in Haiti, Jude. And the words that you hear that like the legacy, the things that they left, what they'll be remembered for. And now there's a foundation, which we're going to put a link up on our Facebook page, but they're actually the college where they attended Ozark Bible Institute is actually building a wing that's going to be the Davey and Natalie Lloyd wing. It's an academic center. And that is really awesome. It's exciting, but that is leaving a legacy.
Yeah. And that's with Memorial Day. There's been a lot of reflection for me. And really the whole past year thinking about the legacy that they left. And Davey and I were about the same age. And so there's been a lot of thinking about that from me. A lot of times I know it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day stuff and feel like whatever I'm going through that day or that week is the biggest thing in the world. But sometimes going through this very tough situation for our whole family has kind of humbled me, I guess, a little bit. And made me realize some of the stuff that I think is a pretty big deal is really not that big of a deal in the moment. And the bigger picture and the legacy that they left behind, you know, doesn't really matter. People don't remember one problem that happened that day, but they remember the impact that they had on people's lives day in and day out.
You know, it's reminded me this more than anything that I see people so caught up in buying the next thing or getting a new car or getting a bigger house. And what it's reminded me is I don't want to live my life for myself. Yep. You know, I want to live my life for God, but on top of that, I want to live my life like Christ, and he lived his life for others. And so that's one reason I love doing the boys ministry, and Tyler's been along with me, but I love being able to do that because I like reaching down to help a boy take that step up. The founder of the program that we're part of said that a man never stands so tall when he stoops to help a boy, and that's the legacy that he left.
Mm-hmm.
What a legacy.
Yep.
So we wanted to give a little shout out here to Hannah, which is Davey's sister, has recorded an album, a CD of a digital download. That is going to be dropping on July 3rd, which is Davey's birthday. And so that'll be coming up here less than a month away. And we'll have a link for that as well. And then there's been a publishing company that has picked up and a world-renowned author has picked up, and they're writing a book about the life of Davey, Natalie, and Jude, and that'll be coming out May of next year. So as we're talking about leaving a legacy, as these things are available, we're going to make them available where you guys can see where to go get those. But it also takes some time as you're listening to this to reflect on the legacy that you want to leave behind.
Yep. Yeah, and that kind of foreshadows the challenge for this episode, but really, just like with their situation too, it made me think a lot about people. They won't be remembered for how much money they made or what kind of stuff they had or anything like that, because when it comes to that point, it doesn't matter anymore. It's the people that they impacted and sharing the word of God with other people that otherwise may have never heard about God. So that's the legacy that they left, is living a servant-based life for serving Jesus and helping others along the way.
There's an old song that is the song is actually titled Thank You, which goes right along with our topic from last week. But said these two guys, they dreamed they went to heaven, and when they got there, there was people waiting to thank them for telling them about Jesus, you know, living their life for somebody else. And that's what I want to do. Tyler, one thing that you brought up is that you said, hey, legacies go both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Sometimes it's a double-edged sword. Sometimes I like sports a lot, and I've talked a lot about sports on here, but a couple come to mind in sports. A lot of times people's careers can be judged by the big moments. So if they make it to a championship game, or they're trying to make it to a championship game, and they choke, or they just make a bad decision, or poorly execute their decision and causes their team to lose or causes them to fail. There's a lot of times people's legacy of their athletic career is judged just on those couple moments, the crunch time. And so one of them that we were talking about, like Tiger Woods, think of how potentially the best golfer of all time, he made some bad decisions in his life and ruined his legacy in a lot of ways, and he was able to salvage some of it. But poor decisions can put you in a spot where it can ruin your legacy too, so you got to be careful of that.
We were talking, getting ready, and one of the athletes that came up was Gary Shepard, who was a Major League Baseball pitcher several years back and choked on the mound in a major game. And when he walked off the field that night, he never pitched again because he left that moment define his entire legacy. And, you know, those moments that define our legacy, you never know when those moments, heroes aren't like sit down and be like, I think tomorrow I'm going to get up and be a hero.
Right.
But they have the moment and the opportunity, and they seize the moment and they do the right thing when it counts.
Yep.
And that's what you want to be asking yourself. Do I have what it takes to leave that legacy? And I share a lot of sermon illustrations and that I've probably have got from other pastors, but I heard one time, and it was from he's retired now, but an old pastor that we had sat under for many years. His name was Daryl Meadow. And I want to shout that out to him in case he's listening at some point. But he said that the story goes in this small town over in, you know, I can't remember if he said that it was in England or Ireland, somewhere in Europe. And he said that this guy, as a young man, was known village-wide for stealing sheep. And he'd go around and steal them. And finally, the people in the village got so sick and tired of this guy doing it, they took a branding iron and they caught the guy and they branded ST right on his forehead. And so everyone would know when they saw this guy that he was a sheep thief. And so years went by and the guy went in, got in church, got saved, made things right, served his entire rest of his life serving it to help other people, and servant leadership and helping others to grow. And 30, 40 years went by and the people that had branded him as a sheep thief no longer remembered him as a sheep thief. And so some kids said, man, why does that guy have ST on his head? He's such a good guy. Why does he have ST? And someone said, well, I think that means saint, you know? Wow. So it's never too late to repair your legacy.
Yeah. And I think a lot about when I played sports, I guess to leave a legacy, like Travis was alluding to, where when it comes to those crunch time situations or something like that, I think the only way that you can be prepared to make the right decisions is if you do prepare accordingly. So like for sports, spent a lot of time practicing and stuff like that. So when I got into a game time situation, it was just natural for me. If it comes to sharing the word of God with somebody, if you're not reading your Bible and you're not praying and there's somebody on the side of the road or somebody at the store that you feel like God's leading you to tell them about God, but you're not right, you know, with your relationship with God, you're probably not going to be ready for it. So the legacy thing is not just a one-time thing. It's kind of preparing all the time to be ready when those decisions and when those situations arise that you will make the right decision.
I saw something tonight, me and Tyler, we're actually recording on an off night. We normally do these on Thursday nights, but tonight was a Wednesday, and we were outside with doing boys ministry, and the guys were almost wrapping up for the year. We follow the school year, and we've been playing baseball, and the guys were all coming around getting ready to have some popsicles and some root beer, and one of the neighborhood kids was riding his bike, and he slid out and scraped his knee real bad, and he was laying over there crying. Everyone was standing around looking, including myself, and I was like, man, I wonder if he needs help, but I saw there was an adult, so I didn't want to go jump out in the middle of it, and my son, Trevor, took off running over there, checked on the kid, ran inside, got the first aid kit, helped him bandage up his scraped knee. And I thought, you know what? I was so proud of him right there. That's what it means to leave a legacy. And it made me proud that he had learned from me and his mom to do the right thing when it counts.
Yeah, and a lot of us were just over there frozen eating popsicles, and he was over there doing something. So
exactly.
That's a good analogy.
Leave a legacy. So
yep.
Tyler, give us the challenge.
So we kind of already mentioned earlier, and we talked about the whole episode, but what do you want your legacy to be? Think about that question and really spend some time thinking about it. What do you really want your legacy to be? What do you want people to remember you by when you're dead, or, you know, even when you're still alive? What do you want people to know you as? And what do you want people to say? Hey, if I need something or need this, I can call that guy because I know he will help me. Or, you know, whatever. What do you want your legacy to be? Just think about it. Write it down. Make sure you write it down. And after you write it down, look back on it later and make sure you're staying on the right path.
You know, we mentioned a few presidents. Look back at legacies. And a lot of them isn't even a matter of what these guys did, but it's a matter of how they were perceived after they left office. And like Nixon, everyone, as soon as you say Nixon, the first thing that comes to mind, people say Watergate.
Watergate, yep.
And I'm sure that he made a lot of decisions, but I don't remember any of them. All I remember is that he was caught in the Watergate scandal spying on his opponents. So the challenge, make a legacy. And if you're going to write out your legacy of what you want people to remember, if kind of look at it this way, if you were writing your eulogy to be read at your funeral, what would you want people to say? Hey, this guy was known for you fill in the blank. Yep. And so follow Tyler's challenge that he's laid out for you. And then that means it's time to
execute.
That's right.
Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.